Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama!
Hello, Michelle!
I love that last week we also sang to Tice.
He loves it.
He was all of, I think I couldn't see him. I could only, read his response, but I imagined he was all like smiling and blushing when we did that. So hello again, Tice.
Yeah.
We won't do this to every episode, I promise.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an amazing person, and I really consider him as a friend, and he always makes me laugh. So yeah.
Well, I consider him as a friend. So next time, if we're ever in the same place, I'm giving him a big hug, whether he likes it or not. So
yeah, he would like it. He would
no,
like it. He's a good peep.
For the record, I would never hug somebody that doesn't want to be hugged because I respect people, but I hope he wants a hug. That's all I'm saying.
Me, I ask and I go for it.
There
It
you go.
doesn't
There
matter.
you
Let me give you love.
Oh, so this is our final episode of this year. We are taking the rest of December off. Samal will be traveling. I will be not traveling, but we're taking the rest of the year off. And then we'll be doing some strategies and some planning for next year. So this is kind of our, like, Spotify does Spotify Wrapped, I guess, right? At the end of the year and tells you your stats and things like that. I'm not a stats person. Sama is. So she will tell you some of our stats from this year. But we thought we would kind of go through the year and talk about what we've accomplished this year and the things that we've done as far as the podcast. And I'm just kind of excited about it. So why don't you kick it off? How many episodes did we do this year together?
First, I don't know where do I begin. Like, I want to say something. Like, this year has been nothing short of epic for me, and being part of this podcast and be your co-host, it's honestly like it pinched me. Is this real moment? I never been there to dream about it, because let's face it, it's felt too big, it's too wild, it's too impossible, and yet we are 31 episode together. Can you believe it? Like, I'm really honestly, I thought like at the beginning, if we make 10 or 15, I'm gonna be happy. But 31 episode. I just want to say also, I'm really incredible, grateful to be part of this journey. And I know you before, but we never really talk. And I know you now better. And I always think you're ridiculously cool, super smart, powerhouse of women. And I always admire you. And I'm getting to know you better and better. The only thing that I don't like is that both of us live in different countries, different continents. So I wish
know.
If we're living in the same place, we will have, imagine all of the coffee chats, brainstorming, or our meetings and our chats.
I know. You
That
gave
would
me,
be awesome.
You gave, oh, stuck to, you gave me a candle that said, I wish you lived next door. And it's true. I wish you lived next door also. I 100% agree. It's like, I didn't know you well before this. I just had a feeling that you would be the right partner for this. If people don't know the story, I really wanted to, after Allie left, Allie and I had a wonderful few years together. And this is not to disparage anything that Allie and I built, because I think we built a really amazing project. But when she decided that she needed to step back, I didn't want it to end, and she didn't want it to end. And so I started brainstorming about who could I ask to be part of the podcast. And I knew it had to be another woman. And I wanted it to be a person of color so that there was the balance again, right? So it's not just a couple of white people talking about all of the issues. But I also really wanted it to be somebody from another continent, because Allie and I, although we spoke about a lot of really good issues, we only could bring the American perspective. And so I started to think about who isn't in the United States that I could partner up with. And I started to look through the roster at Yoast, because Yoast had been a strong supporter right from the very beginning of Underrepresented in Tech. And I got no further than your beautiful face. And I was like, she's the girl. She's the woman I want to partner with me. And because I didn't want to have to keep going after sponsors, right? Sponsors are wonderful. And you will see sponsors on our website. Those are in-kind sponsors who have donated media goods for us. So either we're using their plugins or They're helping us with hosting things like that. But we are no longer receiving monetary sponsorships from people, and that's by design. Because when you have sponsors, you have responsibilities to sponsors. And my schedule is already so crazy that to have to take on, Allie used to do that part of it. For me to have to take that on too felt Herculean. But I also couldn't ask a brand new person coming in to just take that part of it and run with it either. I didn't think that was fair. So Yost was also strategic because before I asked you, I went to your boss. Well, not your former boss because he's moved on. But I went to Taco and I asked him for a meeting. I think it was in the evening. And I thought, oh, he'll see this tomorrow and get back to me. And of course, you know,
Psycho, yeah.
he's married to Slack the same way we all are. And he's like, I'll be right there. And I'm like, okay. So it was like 11 o'clock my time. It was like in the middle of the night or something. It was probably not really 11. I don't remember for sure what time it was, but it was very late in the evening for him. And we hopped on a Zoom call. And I said, I really want to ask Sama to be my new co-host and project partner. So you're more than a co-host. I think people don't necessarily understand. It's not that you just give me an hour a week to record this. You are my partner in the project. So you help me manage the website. You took on production with Yoast, excuse me, for this. I'm pretty much the one who just shows up and records now. That's not entirely true. I do help with other
No,
people.
not at all. Yeah.
But we divide it up, which is nice. But I wanted to make sure that if I asked you, that they would allow you to use your work schedule and not have to try to make, I didn't want to have to raise funds outside of this to pay you for your time, because one of the things that we talk about on this podcast is that people should be paid for the time that they give. I say that by myself not being paid for the time for this, but my company allows me to do this during my workday, right? So neither one of us are giving time away that we are not being compensated for. And so he said, well, I have to check because, you know, we've been bought by Newfold and I need to make sure that everybody's okay with it. I said, okay, let me know as soon as you know. And so the next day he said, yep, it's a go ahead and ask Sama. So I messaged you. Crickets.
And I'm really active in this.
Emailed you.
Reply,
And my email must have gone to like spam or something. And I get no reply. So after a week, I said to Taco, I'm like, I've been trying to reach Sama. She's not getting back to me. He's like, let me say something to her. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that you had messaged me. What could I help you with? And I'm like, can you hop on a call with me? And I don't know what was going through your head at that time. Like, why does she want
yeah.
to be with me? And I was like, and you, so you get on a call and I'm like, so you know that Allie's left the project? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, will you be my new co-host? And you started crying. And I was like, I hope those are happy tears. And of course you said yes. But what's going through your head when you're like, why does Michelle want to meet with
Oh
me?
my God. No, the thing is, like, I thought, like, is something what did I do something? Did I communicate about something?
Oh
And
no.
then I was thinking maybe she's asking me about information about like an event or what we do with the
Oh,
funds.
true.
Okay, then I'm just gonna go for it. And when you ask me, I remember I was so happy because, like, I always think that you're super cool and this powerful woman, smart woman. And, like, when you ask me, you chose me, it meant and still means the world for me. And that was like, I was really happy. And I was really happy. And I remember I cried, you cried. And I was like, ah,
We did.
I was super excited. And I remember after it, I told Taco, I was telling everyone at yours. And I even told my sister, I called my brother who lives in the States. He doesn't know why I was happy about, but he told me, go for it. I'm proud of you.
Whatever it is, I'm happy.
My husband, I sent him your Twitter. I sent him the website, everything too. I was talking on the phone. I was like, I'm happy, you know? This. And he didn't get it. And then he told me, okay, you're gonna be in the podcast. What are you gonna oh, he told me, you're happy? Let's focus on this point now. I was really, and a lot of people in our leadership team or in Yoast, they will really send me like this Slacks. They're proud of me, congratulations. And this, like, some of them said, like, wow, you're going to host it with Michelle. So that is I'm really honored. So yeah,
So,
so
do you know how many women I asked before you? Zero. You were the very first
oh,
person on top of my list.
I'm so shy. And I'm happy and I'm proud.
I am proud of you. Absolutely. I'm so happy that you're with me here and that you are all in and helping with everything. And I
I'm
think,
happy to help, yeah.
yeah, and we have had some amazing episodes this year that have
Definitely.
got people talking about things and that have contributed to conversation. And I'm really proud of the work that we do here. I mean, the episode I had before you joined was me with Chris Ford called Old Broads Working in Tech, because that's what she calls herself, and how, what it's like to be, like, I'm 56 now, you know, I'm going to be 57 next year, and I mean, I don't look it, but I am one of the older people in technology right now, or at least in the WordPress space, right? Who's doing and making and that kind of thing. And to all the other women who are my age, I see you, and I appreciate the work that you do as well. But then the next episode was new co-host and partner, and that was introducing you. And the episode we did after that was called Disconnecting from Work. And I think, you know, we talked about how it's important that we aren't so submerged in our work that it's a 24/7 kind of thing, and that balance is important. And that was kind of a lightweight one to start with, which was kind of good. But then, like, honestly, like, you were like, let's talk about some of the hard-hitting issues. And so we really have this year. What are some of the issues or episodes that you've really enjoyed? I'm gonna mute myself to blow my nose while you talk a minute.
Mine was the most epic one. It's like at the first one, I start feeling, yes, this is what we want to talk about. It was we choose the bear, you know?
Oh,
That was
yeah.
like, that was epic when we were talking about the Harrison Butker, the anti-feminist, anti-LGBTQ plus, anti-abortion, anti-IVF, anti everything in life.
Yeah.
And the speech he made, The Homemaker. And I remember it was really kind of like, yes, this is something really important to talk about. Of course, it was not really super related in tech, but it's super for us as women. And that was one of my favorite episodes. I felt so connected to it. Of course, I have a lot of them, so
Yeah, me
I
too.
think I think the second one I will say was the digital di
Divide.
divide. Yeah, it's we talked a lot about the digital divide. What is it, and how to what is the effect, and how it affects people on both sides, and how we can improve it, and how it can reflect also our life. It was really touching for me because I was from that community. We don't have access, we don't
Right.
have the sources financially, or we cannot buy it, or we there it's not there to buy it.
Yeah.
So that also was a very dear episode to my heart. Yeah.
One of the ones that hit me deepest, I think, was having Miriam and Maya come talk about head coverings too.
Yes.
And I loved the conversation that happened in the community about that we had. You know, a Jewish woman who had previously in her married life had to cover her hair, and then a woman who wears hijab, and what that means, and how so many, especially Americans, but I think in Europe as well, like we talked about the fact that France has banned hijab. And there was a woman who couldn't play at the Olympics because she wore hijab. But we talked about how even though so many people have been trained or indoctrinated to think that hair coverings and head coverings are oppressive to women, that yes, in some cases they are, but that many women choose to honor their heritage and that that is where they find comfort and safety. And so the conversation that came up around that in social media, especially in Facebook, I thought was really powerful. And I loved that we kind of led that conversation for technology.
Yeah, I really love it too. It was really good episode.
And then 2 episodes later, well, then we had an episode on transitioning in tech where Kira came and talked about her transition, public transition from her assigned male at birth to a trans woman. And then the week after that, we talked about when women don't meet your definition of feminine, which was about the, I forgot her name, the boxer at the Olympics, who everybody was saying, she's trans,
Simone.
she, yeah, Simone,
No,
that's,
not
oh
Simone.
no, that was Simone Biles later.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not recalling her name right now. But we talked a lot about the Olympics this summer because of how things that were happening there actually are reflected in the tech community and in the greater community as well, which I thought was pretty interesting. Excuse me.
Yeah, her name was Iman Khalif. Now it just came to my
Thank you.
head. Yeah,
Yes, I know. I'm like, I could see her face, but I couldn't think of her name. And so, yeah, I thought that was pretty powerful too.
It was really amazing. I think it was I love that sometimes we go out and I hope also people liked it that we are talking about everything related to be underrepresented in everything and not only in tech itself or talking about Iman was really one of the episodes also I start feeling like I really love the conversation and what we are raising. One of the things also really one of the episodes I feel honestly being with you also empower me as a woman, made me really focus on myself. Of course we talked about the mental health issues and take care of ourselves, but one of the episodes that we shared and we have honest conversation and we shared our life. It was the road talk when we shared our struggles and mental health and what's happening in the world. I remember out of my colleagues, three of my colleagues were listening and they reached out to me because I was not really, I'm really that positive smile on my face person. And when they heard it, they really get touched and they said, like, that's really powerful from both of us to share our life, what happened with us. That was, I felt that it was like kind of with reaching the end of the year that I grow really from all of our conversation to say, okay, this is me. This is what happened to me. This is who I am. And it's okay. Let me take care of myself. And that was also one of.
Some women reached out to me after that episode as well, listening to that, to say I had no idea some of the things that you've been through in your life, and that they were strong supporters and were sorry that I'd endured the things that I had, but also really empowered by the fact that I could come and talk about those things too. We also talked about not only the reproductive health choices and societal pressures, but we also have talked about women getting periods, right? Like, how many women come on and talk about the technological, like being in technology, which is male driven still, right? Like, male dominated, I should say. There are probably as many women as men in tech at this point. I don't know the actual numbers, but men don't like to hear about periods. I mean, empowered men do, feminist men do. They don't care, right? It's a body function, like, get over it kind of thing. But talking about the fact that some of us, I mean, I'm on the other side of that now, but some of us were severely affected by that. I have lost days of my life to passing out because of the pain of, menstruation. And so, being open and frank and honest about some of those things, I hope that the way we talk about these things helps other women feel safer and more secure about being able to discuss these kinds of things. And if you are in that much pain, like we said in that episode, the pain of a period for some women is equal to what a man experiences with a heart attack. Like, that's not serious, right? And so we should not have to endure that kind of pain. And when we do endure that kind of pain, we should have people accommodating how we're feeling. And like, if you have to bring a hot water bottle to work so that you can get through your day and those kinds of things, men shouldn't be turned off by the fact that we are dealing with the things we have to deal with in order to continue to work through those kinds of issues. For sure.
It's I totally agree with you. And sometimes just open the conversation, just open the door to start talking about things. It's okay to talk about them, to express our feelings. And talking is the first step to change things, to let other people understand. And I remember we talk about it. It's okay not to be okay, or it's okay to have those things. It's super normal. My favorite episode with you was Knowledge is Power 2, one of my favorites. All of them, my
I know,
favorites.
I love them all too.
It's like I have a small 31 small babies running around,
I pick one? Sophie's choice, you know?
I remember in that episode in the Knowledge is Power, we talk about really the importance of education, and because also the hate raising against women and women education and what is was important for women and girls around the world. I shared my experience where I'm coming from and how was education important, and empower my mother, empower my sisters, empowered me in life. And that's how it's really important. And truly, I remember the title, Knowledge is Power. Absolutely, it's gift power.
Absolutely.
I love our conversation, and I hope one of us was hearing it and get benefit, or just focus on empowering herself more with education.
Absolutely. I also love that it took probably at least 6 months for me to get these guests on the episode, but having the people from Role Mobility come in and
Yeah.
talk about disability and disability accommodation, and one of them is a wheelchair user. She lives in her wheelchair. I use a wheelchair or my mobility device, my scooter, when I'm out and about. I walk with a cane at home. Having her and her partner there, business partner, talking about building an app to help people like me and like her be able to navigate the world on wheels. I was just so grateful. And they were so fun. They were such a fun
They
conversation,
were
too.
so fun. Yeah, I remember this is one of the tacos episode. He told me they're really cool. He listened to us, and then he came. I remember he told me like this is really amazing app, and he told me they're doing really great. I remember the conversation was really really amazing, and what they're doing is really awesome. It's also it's nice how an idea came up to this amazing app who's helping a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of the episodes who also really helped me grow personally was the Empower Your Voice, the Art of Self-Advocacy. I'm really sorry if I'm pronouncing her name right, if I'm butchering her name to make it right. Shelvie Wakulo. I remember the way she was talking, also her life story, her book, and also her amazing YouTube 1 minute videos. It helped me personally. After 1 month on something, after watching her YouTube videos and reading her book, it was my first time going to do something. I have a job at the company, a position that I want. I can do that because I have this and this. I will never do that before. I will never. And I was really reaching, like, yes.
Yeah, she was really awesome. And bless her, she got up so early because she's on the west
Yes.
coast of the United States and you're all the way over in the Netherlands. So to find a time in between was, yeah, she was wonderful, absolutely. But we also leaned into so talking this year not only about self-advocacy and things like that, but we continue to talk about some of the issues around race and ethnicity. Specifically, I'm looking right now at one of our episodes called Cybercrime's Hidden Targets and why the
Yeah.
why underrepresented groups face greater risks. And I may have mentioned like my mother was targeted and like lost money and then was able to dispute it at the bank, but and get it back. But the aging population is hit by that. Undereducated populations are hit by that. And people that are assumed to be undereducated populations, including a lot of our racial minorities here, ethnic minorities here in the United States. And so, really, when you think about it, trying to help educate people about things like that to pr protect themselves from cybercrime, I think, was also important. And I was proud of what we do there, too. Oh,
Yeah.
one thing I did want to talk about, too, is we had interviewed Kira Howe, who is a trans woman. And the day that her episode was supposed to be published was the week that Iman and the female boxer was hit was like this. It was all over Twitter. It was all over social
Yeah.
media, and all of the right wing people are like, they shouldn't let a man play, and it's just and she's not a man, and she's not even a trans
Yeah.
woman. She's a biological woman, but all of that was happening in the media the same week that we were about to publish an episode about an actual trans woman. And so I did reach out to Kira before we hit publish on that to make sure that she was okay with it, because
Yeah.
we talked in her episode, we talked about safety, and how it's not safe for trans men and trans women in certain areas if people know that they are trans. So, for example, Kira mentioned that if her dad in Florida, when they were on vacation in Florida, had misgendered her, that it would have been a very dangerous, it could have been a very dangerous situation, because the right wing in Florida does not take kindly to trans issues. And so I did reach out to her and I said, "Are you okay with us publishing this? Or do you want me to wait a few weeks? We can just skip a week and put it out after the controversy dies down." And she said, "No, this is reality. Please publish it." And I was really proud of her for not being afraid to let us publish that episode too. And then we followed it up the next week talking specifically about Iman in our podcast. So yeah, I'm really proud of the fact that I always say we don't hold any punches. Like, we really go for the jugular when it comes to talking about real issues for underrepresented people, specifically in technology. But as we have said once or twice, like, when we're talking about women's issues, women exist in technology. And so women's issues are tech issues, right? Women's issues, underrepresented issues, ethnic minority issues, they exist in the technological world too. Those issues don't only exist outside of technology. So we don't have to necessarily find the connection to a specific tech event or technology to say that these issues are real and that they exist for people in the tech world too. And therefore, that is why we will continue to discuss them on underrepresented in tech. For sure. Oh, we've had a good year. I have a frog in my throat. It's 8 a.m. in the morning when we record this. And so you're the first person I've talked to most of those days. So I'm always like dealing with that frog in my throat. I swear. People are probably
Yeah.
like, "Is she sick?" No, she's not sick. She just
No,
has
you
never
just wake
spoken
up.
before.
Just
I know.
No, we did really good this year.
Yeah.
I think the best is yet to come, because
Absolutely.
next year is gonna be also awesome.
Yes.
But all of what we did, I think we challenge, we talk about things, and things, real things matters, and we pick topics for really with the focus on everyone talking about, and sometimes even to topics people they don't want to talk about. And I love the way we approach them, and the way we talk about everything. Of course, we're not gonna please everyone, but still, I'm really proud what we did. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself.
Me
All of
too.
our amazing gifts, what we did this year, and I believe next year, I'd like to keep going like the same way, and talk about more other topics, like make it more
Yeah,
buzz, you know?
absolutely. And to that end, I invite our listeners and the people who read our blog. I mean, because let's face it, not everybody who is a fan of, I don't know if fan's the right word, but follower of underrepresented in tech is a hearing person. So some people are reading the transcripts on our site instead of listening to the episodes. And I love that too. But anybody who partakes of underrepresented in tech, I would love to hear the issues that are impacting them so that we can discuss them. We're open to having guests on the podcast. Obviously, we've done that a few times this year. We are open to just discussing the subjects that you bring to us. We don't have to mention your name. We are happy to talk about things from ourselves and our own point of view and the research that Sama does. Because I don't do the research she does. She sends me all the things to read. No, I do some research. I'm not going to say I am educated on our subjects
Yeah,
before
you do
we talk about
search. Yeah,
anything.
definitely.
But you are the one who is like, "Let's read everything." But we don't need to bring you into it. If you would prefer to just give us information and ideas to talk about, we can keep you anonymous, or we can include you if you would prefer to be included. But this is our podcast. This is our project, but it's not just for the two of us. If it was that, we would just have a conversation every week and not record it. This is we do this project because we want to level the playing field for underrepresented people in the technology world and hopefully the greater world too, but specifically in the world that we work in. And so what we talk about, some of the things, oh, we didn't talk about this. Like, we talked about IDE. Remember, we talked about Jewel had written a letter that got a lot of conversation as well, a positive conversation. Like, I didn't, nobody was saying anything negative about any, at least not to us, about any of our episodes this year.
Exactly.
If you're talking about us behind our back, we don't care. But yeah, we're happy to talk about things that are really difficult for people to talk about because we are secure in our feelings and our belief in ourselves to be able to talk about those things. So if you, dear listener, dear reader, I always feel like dear Abby when I say that. If you have ideas, if you have topics, if you want to bring something to us, if you want to be on the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can DM either of us in any of the million places that I am, or the two places that Sama is.
Yes, I'm growing. I'm
She's
growing.
growing,
It's
but
like X and blue sky. So
that's
it's
right.
going, you know.
So you can DM us on X, on Blue Sky. You can D we don't have underrepresented in tech on Blue Sky yet, but we will. I didn't think of it till just now, so but we will. And also, if you know either of us, you can email us. You can email through our website, underrepresentedintech.com. You can DM us on Slack. We are available to you for your ideas, and we would love to bring those topics out in public and on our podcast.
Yeah. And I wish everyone happy holidays who's listening to
Us.
us. And this year was not easy worldwide for a lot of people. And also, I feel the future for women still, we need to fight for our rights, for equality, for
Yes.
respect, especially some women are fighting it in more countries than other. But we still, all of us around the world, we're one big sisterhood. And yeah, and I will be Decembering, honestly, my brain.
Yes.
So I would feel free to reach out if somebody want to have a topic for to want to discuss, as Michelle said. And yeah, and thanks Michelle for everything. I really thank you.
Well,
You
thank
made me
you.
really made you made me really happy and doing something I'm really proud of. And I grow a lot
Well,
doing this with you. So,
I am
yeah.
grateful that you took the leap of faith in me and in the podcast and the project to join me. So you jumped right in with both feet, and I'm so grateful for you and for Yost supporting you, of course, and for Liquid Web supporting me through this. I think it's just a
Yeah.
wonderful, partnership between us and our companies and all of that. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the future. And I just want to say, though, Sama, that just because we're not recording for the next 3 weeks, I will be blowing up your WhatsApp at least 3 times a week.
That's what I was worried. I said, I'm gonna miss you. But then I said, okay, anyway, the time we book for the podcast, we're gonna open and chat, you know, like, hey, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
You know, our
Between
little chat.
sending each other TikToks every night and WhatsApp.
And you know what? We're gonna invite Dice, you know, for once.
We should.
Yeah. We're gonna invite him. Yeah.
That's what we should do is we should have an episode next year with some men who identify as feminists and support
Oh my God,
for women.
all of my colleagues, a lot of amazing them. I'm thinking about now Thijs, Niels, Raymond. Definitely, I have a lot of like really amazing
Yeah,
colleagues.
same.
So, yeah,
All
definitely.
right, we'll
This
have
is cool.
to.
This is big.
We'll pick a couple and we'll see if they're willing
Yeah.
to come on camera with us. But yes, happy holidays to everybody who celebrates a holiday this time of year. Happy New Year to everybody, whether you're celebrating now or at December 31st or later. I know there's people who celebrate New Year's different places, different times. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy everything. I am just so grateful that we have this ability to reach out to people and wish everyone the safest and the best and the happiest end of this year. Our world is in turmoil. We have wars that continue to be fought, and our hearts go
Yeah.
out to the people who are affected by those for sure. And not everybody gets a Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year, and we 100% understand that. But we
Yeah.
do wish the best for everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right. We'll see everybody next year on Underrepresented
Yeah.
in Tech. Thanks for
Yeah,
being
so
with
yeah, bye.
Bye. If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.